At least 50 people gather in a bright and colorful room inside the Billings Congregational Church downtown. It's the site of nonprofit 406 Pride's New Resource Center, a future hangout and safe space for LGBTQ people in the Billings area. 406 Pride started the grant writing and fundraising process last year, and much of the interior is handmade, from the rainbow-painted bookcase to the large wood and metal table near it. At the beginning of the grand opening Saturday afternoon, Pastor Lisa Harmon with Billings First Congregational Church is one of those to stand in front of the crowd and give a blessing.
Today we say that this rainbow of sexuality and gender is a gift to this church, to Billings, Montana, to this Rocky Mountain region, and to the world.
406 Pride President Shauna Gubo says they chose this particular space partly because it's centrally located and partly because it has a separate bathroom and entrance independent of the church. She acknowledges that the relationship between churches and the LGBTQ community hasn't always been an easy one. Gubo looks back at a time when she could have used the support a resource center like this one could have provided. 6 years ago, she and her wife were trying to adopt, and they faced resistance from church-run adoption agencies, which she says at the time were the only options in Billings.
So we had to hire an attorney and find a way to be able to adopt our son. And a center like this would have given us some place to go and say, how do we do this? Who do we reach out to? How do we get this started?
Gubo says while gay rights and activism is still highly political, the Resource Center is not intended as a political space. Every identity and everyone is welcome. And Gubo says it's about making LGBTQ people feel seen. Jace Dykeman is with Southeast Montana Primetimers, a group for older gay men. He says while he has felt welcome in the coffee shops and other venues where the group meets, he looks forward to having an established space. He says he'd also like to better connect with other members of the LGBTQ community, including younger gay people who may feel isolated.
I think when you can look at older gay community members and see they're happy and they're successful, it gives you hope. So I'm hoping if they can come here and see that the older gay community is happy and successful, that they can see a future for themselves.
According to Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, LGBTQ youth are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than straight youth. And last year, Montana was found to have the highest suicide rate in the country. 406 Pride has a number of events coming up in their new space, including game nights, movie nights, and a youth prom. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.